Why?
Show me why it's booked.
You're buying what you're
doing.
You cook it. Eric Harris is cooked, but I'll tell you. Going to one shitter. Speak to afterwards. A correction on yesterday. Well, I said, let's just go with what we said yesterday. We spoke about yesterday, we're interested in Shiloh, about using bolts on Shabbat. Yesterday's shiur was about turning screws, turning bolts.
What was it?
It's like a bolt on a table or something. You copy that?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was the Shaila. Are you allowed to turn a bolt on Shabbos? So we said, interesting, Ruchaim, you've been getting very happy with this, your kashi asked yesterday. So we said over yesterday, from the Orech Shabbos brings, what's his name? He brings the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Let's just find this over here, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Sif Mem Dalet. Very interesting, Kiddush. See how much, yes, right.
Have
a washing to pay for it. Oh, I need this washing. No share without this.
Have a good evening.
Oh, I see a washing. So, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says that if you turn. It brings the Mogen Avraham Taz. Mogen Avraham Taz, why is it good to put on a bottle or something to turn the lid on a bottle? Why is that mutter? Yeah, that was what we saw yesterday. Yeah? So, Mogen Avraham Taz. Let's just run behind it. Sheen Gimel. Sheen Gimel. Mogen Avraham Taz. So we said a chiddush from the Mogen Avraham Taz. They say the reason why it's mutter is what? What? Boiners, boiner. You're joining things together, yeah? So Shin Yud Gimel, Mem Gimel. I just want to find it for you. Very interesting halacha this. Ah, I don't know where it is. Shin Yud. Got Mem. Very interesting halacha this. The Mogen Avraham Taz. Don't know where it was. I can't find it now. But the Maaseh, they say to screw on is Osa. Unless the Shulchan Aruch Harav learns, you take it off on that day. So all of you asked me a kashi yesterday, which L'chaim is, I don't ask you a whiskey bottle, you might eat for a long time. A lemonade bottle, L'chaim asked yesterday, a lemonade bottle, which is going to be a problem, I said, you might throw in the basket, leave it out for a long time. So I asked Rafal today, actually, he said to me, interestingly, he said, the rice is taka chidish, according to that, it should be a problem. But he says, the hesber, why many Achraim states mutter with a lemonade bottle and all these things, is because everyone understands the lid is not meant to be one with the bottle. It's posher, it's not mechub, it's not like a screw and a bolt. When you put a screw and a bolt on something, you want the piece to be together. When a what?
A lid
and a bottle. No one understands that becomes one keli. Everyone. Exactly. It's meant to come, it's only meant to come, it's not meant to be part of the keli. It's clear that that's not meant to be one keli. And therefore, even if you leave it on for a long, there's no problem with that. It's a good chai what you ask for the mice. That's taka what comes out. According to that, it's taka mutter, because it's never meant to be joined together. And therefore, all these things where you tie a bolt on.
You don't want it to be
one cane. You don't care if one cane or not. You don't care. That's all right. So I said to you yesterday, that snooker table which LaMarsha was talking about, that's problematic. LaMarsha, where you turn those things around, the bolts, turn it on, that's the problem. And no, I didn't. Stender should have been a problem in some of this, yeah? Because if you're leaving it for a long time, it's meant to be joined together. The terms of a shtender, we said yesterday, why it's mutter, and that's right, Lechora, it's because it's a good keli as it is, makes no chilek how it is, whether it's what size it is. It's always got a shen keli. I didn't ask your kasha chayim. Your kasha, they speak about this, it's still all right. Okay, let's move on now to the next thing about making a tent on Shabbos. It's a very interesting thing. The new chayli at this. Oh, one minute, the other shayli, someone asked about grit yesterday, which is what we said. Grit's the problem. It's the same as sand. About grit's got sand inside. One shouldn't use it, I guess. Yeah, one shouldn't use it. And the corks, I also asked about the bulletin, these boars. Yeah. Yeah, he said it's got sand inside, it's got the same problem as you shouldn't use it, he said. And then I asked about these notice boards. It's also interesting, someone asked about these notice boards. Can you put a pin in? So we said, if it's mechubel karkai, like moshle, very often in shul, it's mamish part of the wall. It's mamish a chelik of the wall. If it's a cork, like a wood, which you make a hole in and that hole stays, then that's a shaila binyan. That's called kodeach. That's a problem of making a hole in the mechubel karka. It's like taking a nail and knocking a nail in a wall on Shabbos. That's an issa. Even though you filled up the hole, that's also. So someone asked last time, they've got a bench on their notice board, which they take in and out. That's a problem. It's like a problem in that case. That is like a problem. It's not so good in that case, yeah?
But even if the hole is there, always the same hole?
Yeah, that's very hard. Very duckers. If you get it mamish in the same hole, it's very hard to do. If you get it in the same hole, it's very hard. That's just, it's risky. That's very risky already. That's not so posh. Okay. Now, let's move on to the next Indian.
You get into the same hole,
isn't it? Same Ikadin, actually, most, unless you make it a bit wider. It's very hard to do. It's very ducky, I'd say. You might make it a bit wider. You have to know what you're doing. You make it a bit wider, you've done a miss of what do you call it, a boiner. So it's very, very tricky, that.
You notice stumbles. I notice it's not true.
Yes, it works.
I know
that
you can't break back up because
of the edge of the
hole.
It's
moksa.
I mean,
it's pushing it into the other one to
add. I think it's moksa. I don't think so. Right, let's move on to the next chelik of Issanah of Binyan. And that is a very interesting halacha of Asiyas Oil, making a tent. So, where does one make a tent? We quite think of really examples of where you make a tent. What? Oh, so try as a table. We'll come to that next time, yeah? Is a table not a problem?
Is it?
It's a good shot. The mice is mutter. It's an interesting style, what you're saying. The mice, they say, so it's an interesting point. So on that, they say, first of all, that's clear. Building a shed is an Issa Minatoria. Putting a roof on is also an Issa Minatoria normally. Putting a permanent roof on something is also a Minatoria. But interestingly enough, Chazal made a special gezeira over here on roofs. A temporary roof, Chazal didn't allow a person to make. It means a temporary partition in a room, which is a shayla boinis mutter. If the person wants to make a partition, he wants to make a curtain, go across from here to there, he wants to separate some people from other people, men and ladies, mostly, yeah? That is mutter to do on Shabbos. That separation is mutter to do on Shabbos. But to make an oihel, a roof, even if it's temporary, Chazal asked it. It's hard to know why Chazal, what speaks out of my son?
I have a
sukkah roof on. Oh, so on the, a lot of Italians, has this oil. A lot of Italians. By a partition, that could be worse. If it's meant, if it's filling up a complete hole, yeah, that could be worse. If it's filling up a complete hole, and you that could be worse, yeah, if you make it a whole property. But not a normal partition, a simple partition, which is not connected on both sides, is better. Mashaykin, an oil, a roof, even if it's temporary roof, that is already itself a problem. Someone hangs a, a towel hanging from the ceiling downwards, as a tent, let's say he managed to do something like that. That itself is also. It looks like an oihel is a major part of the house. Why it's more in the walls, I don't really understand. But it looks like it's a major, major part of the house, and therefore Chazal asked the chelik of an oihel to put the roof on. But Chazal made a number of rules for this. Number one, Chazal said like this. First of all, it has to be, the shear of an oihel has to be one tefach by one tefach by one tefach. That means you have to have a hollow space of about 8 centimetres by 8 centimetres by 8 centimetres. Not very big. What?
It's not very much.
Not very much. But it has to be in the washroom. That means, that's what Mr. Brewer speaks out, your case with the tablecloth, Tucker, it's like a no problem. Because there's no oil there. The tablecloth goes straight. Oh, that's, we'll come to that. But the mice on the actual table itself, to putting a sheet, the washroom, on the washroom, wants to put his aged, his quilt on his bed. He wants to straighten it up in the morning. So he lifts it off and he flattens it and he puts it on his bed. There's no shine of oil there. That's not called making a tent, because there's no airspace between his quilt and the actual bed itself.
If you've got two beds separate, you put one oil over it, one sheet over it.
What do you mean two beds separate?
Two beds, not together.
How much gap is there between?
I don't know.
Has to be at least a tefach, yeah? Yeah.
And you put your quilt over it.
Yeah. So now it comes to...
You've got mattress on top of the bed.
Oh, so that's come to this. That's an interesting point. Yeah, that's quite right. Let's see. Now, let's see. When do they make this problem on oil? So there's a few things. Because I made a few things. The worst sort of oil that we're talking about, the worst one, is a case of where a person makes a tent, a roof, in order to protect people or animals underneath it.
So being in the crown, you can't.
Oh, that could be, yeah. Okay, yes, yeah, quite right. So you do have to protect the person, for example. Let's say, what does that mean? That means, for example, you want to protect them from the sun and the rain. Then, even though there's no walls whatsoever, you've just got a roof itself. That itself is awesome. So you're right, so you have to know by a baby, you have to know why a tent you've got there, but I can't think of a practical example, Marshall. Let's say, have I got a good example here? A Wendy house, Marshall. My case of a Wendy house, Tucker, this is today's share. A Wendy house is, Marshall, you put up a cloth over a whole frame, you've got a house there. Let's say, even if you have the frame put up before Shabbos, the frame was put up before Shabbos, and you're just putting the material over it on Shabbos, that itself is osa. Because without people are meant to go in there, that's the whole thing, they're meant to protect people from inside, it's meant to separate them from others, that is the worst sort of oil you can have, and even if there are no partitions, no mechitzas anywhere around there, even if there aren't, that's also problematic. And who I did the partition will put there before Shabbos, and you add it on Shabbos, that make a difference. The Maaser, putting an oil, such a thing like that, over.
Even though it's not permanent.
Even though it's not permanent, Chazal asked this temporary cover of an oil, if it's meant to protect, if it's meant to help.
There's people going Shabbos with the crumbs, and if it's raining,
you know, cover it over. Okay, so we'll have to see what I say. A lot of Hetain has oil, actually. Yeah. Also, a lot of Hetain has oil. But I'm saying, generally speaking, what doesn't know what one's doing, that could be a problem. So the marshal, for example, let's say a child want to play with a blanket, and they want to put two chairs over here.
A chair over there, and they put a blanket over the chair, in order they can play underneath it, hide underneath everything. That's always the problem. Because they're using the air, and they want to use the air underneath to protect them. They're doing it for themselves. I think that's called for protecting them. And that's the game. Even if it's not a game, but I actually want the area underneath. See, that's the next level. But I actually want the area underneath. Yeah, that's 11 or wise. I'm not sure if it's mummy's escape because you're not protecting yourself from that thing. Unless you don't want them to see you. Maybe you want to hide from the parents. Yeah, and that could be. It's not mummy's escape.
What?
No, because once we allow you to make an oil arrow, you might make a permanent trip. Yeah, that's the problem. It's like a permanent. So the moshul, I'll give you an example on a sukkah, for example. Not always a good example. Let's say, for example, someone's got a sukkah without a roof on, it's got no roof, it's got schach on there, and it starts to rain. So he wants to go into his garden, take out the tarpaulin, and spread it over the sukkah to stop the rain coming in. That's mamish shadow oil.
Is it because he doesn't do
the float there? I'm not saying in the case of mutter. I'm saying generally it can be a problem, yeah? It can very often be a problem. A person there, his mamish wants to protect the sukkah, yeah? He wants to put the people onto be in the sukkah. They don't want to get wet. What?
An umbrella
also. Yeah, it's never the tail, but a mushroom. An umbrella is also a good example, l'chayr, yeah? An umbrella, l'chayr, without the tail that you got, is a serious problem. You're going with an umbrella.
No.
I don't know. Someone told me on Rosh Hashanah. Someone told me I went to shul once on Rosh Hashanah. Actually, was told me he used an umbrella. Rosh Hashanah Yom Tov. He walked in the street with an umbrella. He didn't know any issue using an umbrella. He said to me, he got a few looks at the streets, I think, and came into a place. What? No, but he's talking about. He's not worried about. Sorry, he knew he mustn't carry an umbrella on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, he thought there's no problem of carrying. So he put in the. He didn't want to get wet. He got a nice hat. So he wanted to get himself wet. So he opened an umbrella up and he walked in the street with his umbrella on Rosh Hashanah.
The
shy is oil. Yeah, the shy is oil.
See if it would be open
before Shabbat. Oh, so lechayr. I mean, if that will be out already before, it's some oil lechayr that should not be a problem. But nicely, you shouldn't use an umbrella on Yom Tov. You have to see why on Shabbos. You have to see why. Yeah, I can't do anything wrong. I'll tell you what should be. What? That's not enough, though, could be.
So he's got a leak in the house.
He's got that off. I might have put over cover.
He's got wet. He's got
that off.
What do you mean? He's got a leak where?
He's got a leak in the roof,
Yeah, that's a good point. That's what I was asking. Yeah, he's saying someone's got a leak in his roof, Rahman. Someone's got a leak in his roof. So he can go up to the roof easily. He wants to cover the. He wants to cover. He wants to put a tarpaulin over it.
Who does that have
wine?
No problem.
No,
we
have
to
cover
wine.
What?
The hole.
No, there has to be a. In order to make an oil, there's not an oil actually what you're doing there because it leans mummish on it. If it doesn't. You have to have. For an oil to be an oil, it has to be a tefach by a tefach. One tefach. I have to explain
cube,
this.
A cube
tefach. One by one, the height of one.
Yes.
So here the tarpaulin goes mummish over the roof, yeah? So there's no problem there. There's no gap. Unless it's going to be raised up, the moshel. The moshel on the sukkah, very often you've got the moshel. The schach is lower down than the height of the wall. Yeah, the walls go up and the schach might be lying lower down. So you can have often, when you put your roof on the, if you've got a tarpaulin, you can have a tarpaulin, a gap of a tefach between your schach.
Any roof.
That's not what the heter is for a normal roof on the sukkah. Actually, you're allowed to use a normal roof on the sukkah. I'm just saying, the chayre should be a problem. If you start with the basics, all this is problematic. Oh, that's a good question. So the mice, that they tie in is no problem. A very good question, actually. The mice, any keli, I must say, I was at a simple.
There's no underneath it.
Okay, the Maaser, I'll tell you what was worrying me a long time ago. Moshe made a simcha a few months ago, and it's very interesting what they do with these simchas. They take these vases, and what they do is, Moshe, let's say this is the vase, and they put some little flowers on the table, and they turn the vase upside down, and the vase, a nice glass vase over these flowers. I was wondering, is that a problem with oil?
Well,
do it on Shabbos. Something can be done on Shabbos. If you're in the hall on Moshe Friday night,
So the boss, you leave the hall for your dinner on Friday night. So after Friday night, they come in, or Shabbos morning, they come and set the tables. And what they do is they put this over, they turn the you know, said, mommy, they turn upside down. Mummy said, okay, they turn the vases upside down, they put a few flowers. Mummy doesn't believe what they do. They put a few flowers on the table. That's a culture, all that. Yeah, come on. I'm just telling you now, the violet, 1 minute, we're going too fast here. So violet, I'm talking about the motion. Someone turns the cake upside down, and he puts the flowers on the table, and he turns the vase upside down. So the chayyim made an oil. That is mutataka. That's the Oreka Shabbos says over here. With Meister, we're jumping over here. That we see Zion. Oreka Shabbos tells you Zion. It's an interesting name. It's a chiddush why it's mutter. The Meister, it's mutter. He says, see Zion. Mutter l'apa keli. You're allowed to turn upside down a keli. Afilu kavon also shakeli yaya gamba chafet. Even if it's got intentions that the keli should protect the objects inside. Aim is there isasi as oil. This is not called making a tent. Hatam that is emeshim shapula shehipa keli aina pula chashuva klal. It's not called a major thing you're doing in order to be called making an oil. Suppose since you've got the machitas there ready, you just turn it upside down, that is not called making a binyan oil. A chiddush.
It's inside
the keli. Not inside. The keli goes on top of it.
That's it. Underneath it. There's nothing underneath
here. Flower.
What do you mean? In the hat?
Underneath the keli. Upside down. There's nothing.
There's flowers. They put flowers in there. Have you never seen it? What they do is they've got a white tablecloth, yeah, and they spread some flowers over the tablecloth, and they take a glass vase, they turn it upside down over the flowers. The mice looks very nice, I must say, that looks very nice actually. It's a very nice sign, looks very presentable, very presentable, looks very nice.
I don't know what they do.
Yes, what he's asking. We're coming to, I hope to come to that. And you put a glass and come to all that. The mice will go too quick. So that's what he asked. Yeah? That's case number one, which is the worst case, is a case of where a person puts an oihel up to protect human beings or animals. That is the worst case. And that is also just with a blanket or anything over it, even without any walls. Even if there's no walls there, that is the problem. That's case number one. Case number two is, let's see, number two. Could be better. People are holding it. Could be better. Not a header, maybe. So, could be better. People are holding it. Number two is a roof that's not used for people. No one's going to go under it. It's not meant for people to go under, but you can use it for other things. I'll give you an example. Not very common, this, but let's think of an example. Someone's got means to make a bed on the Shabbos. So he puts two bricks on the floor. He's got a flat board, which he's designated, and he puts the flat board over those bricks. Now, he's going to sleep on that board. What happens is normally, very many people have got a thing that under their bed, they might put their slippers or shoes. So under that airspace, you could be storing things there. No man or animal is going to go under there. It's not made for human beings or for animals. But it could well be used. It's a very common thing to store things under there.
Negavas,
the person might put under there. Yeah, it's possible the person might put under things there. What?
Under the bed.
That's a shadow of Gilo.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That's a big question about is there Ruach Rom or my Negev has a water tank. So a roof that's not made for people or animals, but one stores item there, most of this case is a bed. So there the halacha is, according to many Rishonim, that's only osa if you put two walls there as well. There have to be two proper walls facing each other. That means you've got, let's say this is your board over here. So you put a brick all the way here, and a brick all the way here. That's two proper walls facing each other. You put this board on top, instead of that one underneath, that is a problem. However, if you put, let's say, one little brick over here, and one little brick over here, and one brick over here, small one, it's not making a wall, that is mutter. Yeah, that's the oil, which is not made for protecting people or animals. It's just sometimes used for storing things there, yeah? That is the mice, a case of what's asked to do only if you make a proper wall. Others are choyle, but the mice, this is the ikaloch. The ikaloch is only if it's a proper wall. Some are machme, even without a wall in that case, also asa. What's the cans on some of
them? What's the problem with
the table, Charles? No problem. On the table is no problem.
On the table.
On the table is no problem. Hang it down, it's not a problem. There has to be a problem.
I think that's why I remember.
Okay.
Will you